Welcome to this podcast brought to you by Ling Exam Academy, your premier destination for mastering English and preparing for international exams like IELTS, TOEFL, PTE, and Cambridge certificates. At Ling Exam Academy, we are committed to delivering premium quality learning experiences tailored to help you achieve your academic and professional goals. Be sure to visit our website, lingexam.com, where you'll find top-notch study materials, practice resources, and information about our premium English exam preparation group classes. Let's dive into today's topic and take your English proficiency to the next level. Today, we'll focus on mastering vocabulary for describing declines in IELTS Academic Writing Task 1. Interpreting graphs, tables, and charts in Task 1 requires precise language, particularly when describing downward trends. Using accurate vocabulary not only demonstrates your linguistic proficiency, but also showcases your ability to critically analyze data. This session will guide you through key terms for describing declines, decrease, drop, and decline, and how to use them effectively in your writing. Let's begin with decrease. As a noun, it is often paired with phrases like a decrease in plus noun, while as a verb, it works with expressions like to decrease by plus amount. For example, the chart highlights a decrease in the number of students enrolling in arts courses. To specify the extent of the trend, modifiers such as slight, moderate, or significant are invaluable. Prepositions like from and to help define ranges, as in a decrease from 40% to 25%. This versatile term is ideal for both gradual and noticeable downward movements. Next is drop, a term commonly used for sharper or sudden decreases. For instance, passenger numbers dropped by 20% following the fare hike. This word is particularly effective in emphasizing abrupt changes over short periods. Adjectives like steep, sudden, or unexpected add clarity, as in a sudden drop in temperature overnight. While drop is straightforward, its precision makes it suitable for both academic and informal contexts. The third key term, decline, is a versatile choice for formal contexts, especially when describing slow or steady reductions. As a noun, it pairs with a decline in plus noun. And as a verb, it works with to decline by plus percentage. For example, employment rates have declined steadily over the past 5 years. Adverbs like steadily, gradually, or consistently enhance descriptions of long-term trends, while comparisons such as a consistent decline in production underscore analytical depth. To make your descriptions even more effective, consider these additional tips. First, use precise modifiers like sharp, steady, or dramatic to convey the scale and intensity of changes. Second, include time references to provide context using phrases such as over the last decade or in the previous quarter. Third, employ comparative language to highlight differences, enhancing your analysis. Fourth, diversify your vocabulary by alternating between terms like decline, drop, and decrease. Finally, be mindful of prepositions like by, from, and to accurately describe the extent and range of declines. Practicing these terms and their contexts is crucial for mastering data analysis in IELTS Academic Writing Task 1. For example, the percentage of renewable energy usage decreased from 30% to 20% over the course of 5 years provides a precise and detailed description. Building this skill will not only enhance your IELTS performance, but also prepare you for academic and professional scenarios requiring data interpretation. Thank you for tuning in to this session by Ling Exam Academy. Remember to visit lingexam.com to access premium quality resources and join our group classes for personalized guidance. Keep practicing, and we'll see you in the next lesson. Happy learning.